Seattle is experiencing a heroin epidemic, and North Seattle residents say they find proof of that epidemic in parks and on sidewalks where they see used needles littering the ground. Well, on Saturday, they learned one way to deal with that problem. They took a class on how to pick up and get rid of needles, or sharps.
First thing to always consider when you come across a needle or a sharps, just assume that it's contaminated and handle it with care. Diseases can be spread by needle pokes, so you want to be very careful and just assume that everything has a disease in it. So you've got your syringes, you've identified where they are, you take your tongs, you want to make sure you grab it from the bottom end so that the point is pointed away from you. You've got your sharps container close by, so you can just deposit directly into the sharps container.
That's Joe Tinsley. He works with needle exchanges in Seattle, and he taught Saturday's class. The organizer was Mike Quadro. He's a member of the North Precinct Advisory Council, a coalition of community groups and businesses from North Seattle neighborhoods. He says his group's members came to him.
They asked for this. In my groups, they asked for it. They said, I'm seeing them, you know, I'm picking them up, but I really wish I had some more information. That was the need. It wasn't that we saw something on the news. It was people telling us, we're doing this. We're doing this because I don't want my kids to get poked. I don't want my pets to get poked. And they wanted to learn the risks, proper handling, and proper disposal of used syringes in public places. So we put this little class together.
We heard today how dangerous it is. It's not just a matter of see a needle, pick it up, throw it away. Why should an average citizen be taking that kind of risk instead of letting the professionals handle it?
What I hear is that they're afraid of their children and their pets getting poked by needles. Those are the main two concerns I hear in the emails. A lot of people believe that, you know, parks and Seattle City should do it, but I think they're overwhelmed. I think that there's so many needles out there that people call, parks and the city respond, but then the next day there's more needles there.
What do you say to somebody who says, this is not my responsibility to put myself in danger because somebody else's criminal behavior?
You know, then they don't have to do it. That's what I say. Then please don't do it. It's not safe. You know, there is a risk involved, and there are numbers to call, and we handed out those numbers today. But what we were finding is people were doing this anyway. A lot of people.
What do you come away with? What does this situation say about the state of our city?
There needs to be more treatment to help people. When we talked to Joe from the Downtown Needle Exchange, I think he said in King County alone, they exchanged millions of needles. Millions of used syringes. So I just think the city and parks are overwhelmed, and we need more drug prevention and drug treatment programs. But I don't feel like I need to judge the police or the city or parks, and I don't expect them to handle the whole thing on their own at this point. But I do in the future. I do. I'm hoping that the city and county get their arms around this issue and see that there is a big epidemic and that it's impacting neighborhoods and that they need to take a broader action.
Cleaning up and discarding a needle makes that spot cleaner and safer. What does it do for a human being?
I think it makes the neighbors, they feel like they can use the space again. I just think they feel better. It's scary. I think people are frightened and angry. They don't see the people that are using. So they have this idea in their head of who the users are. And I think they get angry and frustrated and afraid. And I think by maybe taking an action and hopefully when people are picking them up or city and parks are picking it up, they feel safer.
Some of the people in this room today brought up homelessness as a root cause of needles being in public places. How much are you equating homelessness with the needle problem?
I'm not. I don't know if it's the average person, low income, homeless. I don't know who those are personally. This is really just about taking an action because people had asked us to do this.
Mike Quadro is a member of the North Precinct Advisory Council. Many of the residents who were at that class this weekend with me were already picking up needles in their communities, and they told us why.
I think it's up to each of us to help how we can in ways we're comfortable with. But it's not a time to just crawl in your little cubicle and close and lock the door. If moaning would do more good, I'd do more of it, but I haven't noticed it's very effective. So we just need to get to work.
We're all a community, and we should look out for each other. Personally, I'm in favor of a safe injection site. If folks are already doing it and leaving their syringes in dangerous places for people to find, if we had a designated area that folks could safely use drugs and dispose of their needles and caps and things, I just feel like it would work for everybody.
Those folks were representative of who we met at this class on picking up and safely discarding of needles that happened over the weekend in Seattle in the U District.